Morning. Today's daf is Kuf Yud Aleph. We're on page 111 in Psachim. Yesterday we started this topic of Zugos. We talked about pairs. The Gemara says don't. That is essentially the advice of the Gemara regarding pairs. Don't get involved in pairs. The reason being is because they make a person susceptible. So if you drink 2 cups of wine, 4 cups of wine, 6 cups of wine, maybe even eight cups of wine, so you create a susceptibility about yourself. You are now subject to the wills and whims of two forces. One force is mazikin. Now, mazikin will translate into English as demons. Not that I truly understand, and I don't know if I know anyone who fully understands all this, but one force that you may become subject to is the force of demons. And as a result of that, so the we'll see stories over the course of this morning that it's lethal. It's really dangerous. The other force that you make yourself subject to is kshafim, is witchcraft and sorcery, which are usually performed by women. We'll see stories of that also over the course of today. And so those are two concerns, says the Gemara, regarding zugos, that when you get involved in pairs, so then you make yourself susceptible, which prompted the Gemara to ask. The whole beginning of the discussion comes in yesterday's daf, where the Gemara says, if this is all true, if this is all accurate, so what do we do about the dalakosas? We know there's a mitzvah derabanan on Pesach to drink 4 cups of wine. The rabbis instituted the drinking of 4 cups of wine. So how could they do that? On what basis would they make an institution that leaves a person subject and susceptible to this idea of pairs? The Gemara asked that question in the beginning of yesterday's daf. The Gemara answered with 3 basic answers. Number one, says the Gemara, answer given by Rav Nachman, is Lel Shimurim. The night of Pesach is noted as Lel Shimurim. It's a night of guarding. We get an extra level of protection on Seder night. We get to see this a number of ways. We get to see this first historically when we left Mitzrayim. I mean, that's the best way we get to see it. And then we get to see it also in smaller units. So we open the door at the end of Pesach. We don't have to say all the psukim of Shmir before we go to bed. All right, there are smaller ways that it manifests itself nowadays. But anyway, it's Lel Shimurim. It's a night of guarding, a night of protection. And so Rav Nachman's answer basically is: look, it's you're right. Normally, drinking things in pairs is terrible, and it makes yourself susceptible. But not on Pesach night. That's answer number one. Answer number two of the Gemara is Rava's answer, and Rava says, well, it's a kosher bracha, meaning the 3rd cup of wine that we drink that evening is over benching, and that's a kosher bracha. And so what's not going to happen is that you're not going to add another one to a kosher bracha to get to an even number. Meaning, yes, of course, the number is that it's even, meaning it is the 4th cup, but it's not the 4th cup, meaning it's 3 plus 1. It's not 4, because the 3rd cup is over benching, so that's kosher bracha. That's answer number 2 of the Gemara. And finally, answer number 3 of the Gemara, the answer given by Ravina, is that, well, these are 4 cups, but they're not 4 cups. Meaning, each cup is a mitzvah bifnei atzmo, it's its own independent mitzvah. As a result of that, on account of that, it's not a succession of 4 cups of wine. It's not zugos. And as I pointed out yesterday, it could be that this Gemara is the very source of the almost universally accepted minog, which is that we make minog, halacha, which is that we make a bracha over every one of the cups, meaning that even though there really is no hefsek between 1 and 2, you can argue there is, but if there's no hefsek between 1 and 2, and still we're going to make a bracha over the 2nd cup of wine, so it could be based on this Gemara, where the Gemara calls each one its own separate mitzvah. And then over the course of yesterday, after that, that was the give and take of the Gemara. That was the beginning of yesterday's daf. And that really answered up the question. But then as the Gemara was on the topic of zugos, so the Gemara spent the entirety of yesterday's daf discussing zugos, qualifying when are zugos a concern, when they're not a concern, under what circumstances, and we're not done. Meaning over the course of today's daf, we're going to continue along this discussion of zugos. So I said yesterday that the Talmud spends a day regarding zugos. No, inaccurate. The daf Yomi spends 2 days. 2 days of the Talmud are dedicated to the topic of zugos. So we're going to continue along these lines. I mentioned yesterday, just before we start the Gemara, for these Gemaras, the Rambam obviously is going to have a difficult time. It's going to be difficult for him. How he goes through all these Gemaras, how he reads all these Gemaras. When you're a rationalist and you are not not a believer in any of the metaphysical. So what do you do with all these Gemaras? So I pointed out it's difficult. It's going to be difficult. And, okay, just leave it at that. We're in the Gemara. We're on Kuf Yud Amud Beis. We're on 110B. And we are towards the top of the Amud. Kiyasar of Dimi. I'm going to start again from about 10 lines from the top of the Amud. I know I did a little bit of this yesterday, but it's a good place to start this whole discussion. That you have two eggs or two nuts or two cucumbers and another food. Some other food, which he obviously doesn't know what it is, otherwise he would have identified it. So this is all halacha Moshe Mitzinai, meaning that this puts you in a susceptible state. It makes you prone to the forces of Shadim, of Kishuf. And so, therefore, this is all halacha Moshe Mitzinai. And the Gemara says, "Mistafku l'Rabbanan ma'niu davar acher." The rabbis themselves don't know what davar acher is. V'gazer Rabbanan b'kulu zugim mishum davar acher. And so, therefore, what the rabbis did is they made a gzera regarding all zugos that because of the mystery davar acher. I explained yesterday, just quickly to reiterate. Normally, when we have a doubt, when we have a suffix, and it really represents a minority, so we normally say it's batal. In other words, it could be this, it couldn't be this. We don't. When it comes to Issur V'Heter, we don't err on the side of caution. We just simply say it's batal. But over here, as I pointed out yesterday, it's not. This is not really an Issur V'Heter discussion. This is a your life is in jeopardy. This is what we call it. We file under sakana, and so therefore, even though there's only one other food that brings about zugos, but we don't know what that food is, and the person's life's in jeopardy, so we are more cautious. And so therefore, we tend to not get involved in zugos when it comes to any food. Now what did we do yesterday? In yesterday's daf, we took out the numbers 10, 8, 6, and 4. You remember yesterday we said 10 already is too much. Meaning zugos are in pairs, but only in the single digits. Once you get to double digit zugos, so then it's not a concern. And then the Gemara says, and also I can knock down, and remember yesterday's daf, I can knock down 8, and I can knock 6, and I can knock 4 out of it. Because if you look at the Birchas Kohanim, the last of the Birchas of Kohanim, Yerasham Panavelecha Vichuneka, no, that's the second one, Yisa Hashem Panavelecha Vesemlecha Shalom, that's the third Brach of Birchas Kohanim. So that is 7 words. So because of that, so we're not going to, if you add one onto that, that's not going to be a zug. That's not going to be susceptible to zugos. And we knocked out 6 and we knocked out 4 because then we just kept backing up in the pasuk. Then we went to Yair Hashem Panav Elecha V'chuneka, and we went to the first pasuk of the Birchas Kohanim, which only has 3 words. So we knocked out 4, 6, and 8. So the Gemara says, okay, all that's true, but again, as we pointed out in the beginning of today's daf, we pointed out yesterday, there are two aspects to zugos. One is a mazik issue, it's a shade issue, and the other is kishuf. So yes, it's true that there's no longer a mazik issue, but there's always going to be kishuf. Meaning, once you get involved in zugos, so yes, it has to be either two, or it's not going to be a problem of shadim. But, says the Gemara, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, it's going to be an issue of kishuf. The Gemara tells a story. I think we're going to see a lot of stories over the course of today. The first story we see today is a man who has a divorce with his wife, Hazal, Intsaba Lechenvana. And so she remarries, and she marries a storekeeper. So, Kol Yuma Hava Azav Ashasi Chamra. Now, what happened was is that her ex-husband came into the store in order to drink wine, Havaka Avda Lake Shafim. Now, what his ex-wife tried to do is she tried to apply magic to her ex-husband. However, all the sorcery that she tried to put on him, it didn't help. Mishum Dahave Mizdar Benafshe.
She was Jewish.
Huh? I mean, the Gemara is telling the story. I assume so. So Mishum Dahave Mizdar Benafshe. But because when he drank, he made sure never to drink in pairs, so he never left himself exposed to any of the kishuf. I'm sorry, b'zayin b'nafshei b'zuga. He was careful about zugos. Yumachad ishtei tuva. However, one day he got to the store. I mean, we can call it a bar. We can call it whatever you want. But yumachad ishtei tuva. But one day he just had too much to drink. V'lo aviyada kamashase. So, and he just didn't know how much he was drinking. Now, the Gemara fills in more details. Ashisar Havitzayel, he was up to 16 drinks and he was clear. Okay, so he had 16, by 16th drink, he knew where he was at. V'yizdar b'nafshe, and he was very careful, meaning he would not stop at a even number. Mikam ve'elch lo havitzel v'lo yizdar b'nafshe, but after 16 drinks, at that point in time, he was done. He did not know. He didn't know the numbers anymore, and he couldn't stop himself at an odd number because he just simply didn't know. Afik de bezuga. So now he walked out with zugos, meaning that he finished drinking, and it turns out that he has drunk an even number, and his ex-wife was trying to lay some magic down on him. Ki ava azal gas be'autaya. So now, as he's walking out, he's passing by a taya, usually a reference to an Arab. Amle gaver ketilahu the azil hachil. And so the Arab said, "This is a dead man walking." Apparently, the Arab knew that this man had a spell cast over him, and so the Arab right away said, "This man's dead." Azil hachil ledikle. So he tried, meaning he tried to save himself. So what did he do? He ran to a palm tree. Okay, a lot of palm tree talk today. Get ready. So he ran to a palm tree. Savach dikla upakahu. The palm tree shriveled up and he himself exploded. That's the end of this man. So, yeah. Ex-wife. Amar Rav Avira Kar. Okay, so that takes us through our first story of the day. I told you there's many more to follow over the course of today. Amar Rav Avira Kar. Viki Kar Sam Mishum Zugos. Now, anything which is a finished product, meaning anything manufactured, is not subject to zugos. Klal demel, so the Gemara says, I'll give you the general rule, which is, kol shegamer bidei adam ein by mishum zugos. Anything that was man-made, we manufactured, we made, so it's not subject to zugos. And gamer bidei shamayim, but if it was made by Kadosh Baruch Hu, if it's organic, b'mile mine demechel chayshinan, if it's something which is like a food, so then you have to worry, you have to concern yourself with the problem of zugos. And then a couple of other basic rules, and they go as follows. Chanos ain't by mishum zugos. If I'm in a store, so then I don't need to worry about zugos. Now, the way the Rashbam explains it, it goes like this. The Rashbam over here on this daf is on the right-hand side. No Tosfos on this daf, so it's just Rashbam to the right and Rashi to the left. And so we look at the Rashbam on the right-hand side. Chanos ain't by mishum zugos, the Rashbam explains. Im shasa b'shtei chaniyos lo amrin and kishne kosos dami. So one pshat, the Rashbam says, is that if I drink two drinks in two different stores, so they don't combine. You don't have to worry about zugos, simply because they were not drank in succession. That's pshat number one. Pshat number two of the Rashbam, Lashon Achir, the Ikar, and Rashbam says he believes that this is the correct pshat. Chanus ha-shose bo-zugos lo-kapte mazikin alayhu. The lav kviyaso he. So the Rashbam says that even if I drink two, but I'm drinking it in the chanus, I'm drinking the in the store, so there you don't have to worry about mazik, and you don't have to worry about the demons, because it's not koveya, meaning that's not proper drinking. And again, as if I understood any of this. But in other words, for you to become susceptible to the mazikin, it has to be something which is kavu, it has to be a proper drinking. Now, the Rashbam points out, according to this pshat, so then you should be confused, we should all be confused, because we just finished a story in the Gemara where I had the ex-wife who cast a spell on a man who was drinking, and her ex-husband, who was drinking in a chanus, who was drinking in a store. So according to this pshat on the Rashbam, which the Rashbam says is a correct pshat, he believes it's the authoritative pshat, so then how come our man, our ex-husband, in the previous story, died? So vahu uvda delel, hahu gavad deshasa b'chanus kshafim shani, shasa lo grusha so. So again, we're going to go back to that same distinction, which we keep hitting on, which is the difference between mazikin and kshafim. Meaning, you won't be susceptible to mazikin, but you will be susceptible to kshafim. Kshafim, witchcraft, sorcery, will have its effects, even though it's a lighter form of zugos. Okay. Nimlach in by mishum zugos. Back to the Gemara. The Gemara gives us another general rule, which is if you change your mind. Meaning, I drink, but I'm only planning to drink one cup of wine, and then I have a change of heart, a change of mind, and I decide to go for my second drink. Now, we know in the world of brachos, we just did this a couple of days ago in the Gemara, that in the world of brachos, you have to make a new bracha. Meaning, if I really legitimately thought that I'm only going to have one cup of wine, and I drink one cup of wine, and then I decide, no, I'm going to have another cup of wine, so then you have to make a new bracha. Okay, so that's in the world of brachos. Here in the world of zugos, same conclusion. It's not a pair, because I wasn't planning on drinking the two in succession. Oreich ein ba mishum zugos. If you're a guest in somebody's house, don't worry about zugos. Right, and again, goes back to a same discussion that we had recently, which is, you don't know what you're going to be drinking, meaning you're at the will and whims of the host. The host may give you some, the host may not give you some, so need not worry. It doesn't combine. Isha ein ba mishum zugos, what about a woman? Also, no issues of zugos. And again, the Rashbam explains for the very same reason, because she does not know whether she'll be drinking one, she'll be drinking two. So there was no plan, there was no game plan to drink two in succession, and so therefore no problem of zugos. However, we go back to that distinction that we made just a couple days ago when it came to reclining, which is that if she's an Isha Chashuva, so then there is that chance that she will be drinking two drinks in succession, and so therefore there is an issue of zugos. So for Isha Chashuva, so we have one for and one against. So the for is that she reclines even in front of her husband. That's what the Gemara said a couple days ago. The against is that now she has to worry about zugos. Amar Chinah Bered Rav Yeshua, Ispargos Mitzaref L'Tov Ve'Eim Mitzaref L'Ra. There's a drink, it's called Ispargos. Now I know it sounds like the English word asparagus. It's not. It's a drink. Ispargos. Hedy, maybe you can help me over here. The Rashbam says this is a Persian word. It's Parsi, says the Rashbam. Koren lekruv aspargus, that they would say. I'm just reporting, Hedy. You'll know better than me. But the kruv, the cabbage is referred to in Persian as ispargos. And it's probably my pronunciation, which is also a disaster. But anyway, it's a drink. It's a drink that was made from cabbage and wine, and they would drink it in the morning, and it was for medicinal purposes before you would eat. It's not a pleasure drink. It's like basically a power drink in the morning, if you will. So the Gemara quotes in the name of Chinah Bered Rav Yeshua that Ispargos Mitzaref L'Tov Ve'Eim Mitzaref L'Ra. So it can't be bad, meaning, and it won't create zugos. Zugos if I drink a pair of cups of wine, right, or two pair, or three pair. But if I'm drinking asparagus and then I add to that another drink, the Gemara says it won't result in zugos. Amar Ravina Mishmei Derava Zuga Lechumra VeAmar LeZuga LeKula. Now, Zuga Lechumra Zuga LeKula. What does that mean? So again, I turn back to the Rashbam, and the Rashbam relates as follows. Let's say you don't know how much you drank. Okay? So now, and the odds makers now give it 50-50, meaning you literally have no idea where you're at now in drinking, whether you're at an odd number and an even number. Obviously, the difference is whether you are susceptible to zugos or whether you're not. And so what do you do? Now you're in a state of a suffix. You literally don't know where you're at. So what do you do? So one position of the Gemara is zugi l'chumra. So we're going to be machmir. The Rashbam says that means as follows. Drink another cup. Now, granted, by the way, in statistics talk, it doesn't really help you. Meaning, you're at the same 50-50. Okay, good. So, what difference does it make whether you have another drink or you don't have another drink? Statistically, it's all going to be the same. So the Rashbam writes, V'im shasa zugos hol v'datal etzarfa mitzarfa l'tova. V'im lo shasa zugos nimlach v'ina mitzarfa l'ra. So the Rashbam says, no, it's going to help you. Because you're drinking one more cup right now only to benefit you. Meaning you're not drinking it because you want to get to zugos, so you're drinking it because you want to get away from zugos. So therefore, what you're saying basically is as follows. Look, if I'm an even number right now, good. I'm going to drink one more cup and that'll get me to an odd number. And if I'm at an odd number right now, well, I'm not counting this towards my drink count. Okay, so right, so the Rashbam says that this is a hedge, this is the ultimate hedge on your bet, and so therefore that's one pshat. That's the Rashbam's understanding of Zugi L'Chumra. Now, Armila, now some say, no, go the other way. Zugi L'Kula, which is now if you're in the middle of drinking and you don't know what number cup this is, and it could be odd or it could be even, so your best bet right now is stop, right, and don't have another cup. Rashbam explains why, what's behind this mentality. So he writes, I'm reading the Rashbam, it's the second wide line down on the bottom, Shalisha dekem deshasi gale adaita de kapita zugos. Because once you're drinking another cup, now you're showing that you are, that this bothers you, this concerns you. And do you remember what we said in yesterday's daf? you should minimize your concern towards zugos, meaning always be aware of it. We learned in yesterday's daf, but minimize your concern. So now if you're in the middle of drinking and you don't know what number you are in, you're going to one more to mitigate the zugos issue. Now you're showing an extra bit of concern for zugos, and that's not good. So that is the Rashbam's understanding of Zugala Kula. Okay. Back to the Gemara. Amar Avina. No, we did that. I'm sorry. Amar of Yosef. Tredech Amar v'chad d'shirchon lo mitztaref. Let's say you have two cups of wine followed by a beer. You're good. I'm not talking about driving. But in other words, you are good. You can the other way. I apologize. We're going to go the other way. That if I have two cups of wine followed by a beer, so that's now it doesn't combine. Meaning that the beer does not go towards your drink count, and therefore you're at two. And that's not a good thing. However, if I have two beers followed by a cup of wine, now you're good. That's going to count to your drink count, and now you're at three. Good. V'simancha. And how are you going to remember this? Because I just clearly didn't. So how are you going to remember this? V'simancha zeh aklal, kol mechubar lo min hachomer mimenu, tameh min hakal mimenu tahor. Okay, this is a tuman tahara halacha, and this takes us to Masechta Kelim, and we are somewhere deep into the Masechta. We're in the 27th perek of Kelim. And basically it goes like this. I'll just give you the short version of the Mishnah. Various materials are susceptible to tumah, but you need a certain amount of material. The Mishnah over there goes over five or six different types of materials. And basically, based on the material, that's going to be the minimum shear. Meaning if it's a material that holds well when it's smaller, so therefore you need a smaller amount in order for it to become susceptible to tumah. If it's a weaker material, so you need a larger amount. Okay, that's your basics regarding materials. Now, what if I make a quilt, which is patched together by different materials? So basically, the halacha is like this. Let's say I have a particular material that, let's say it's 4x4 tefachim, in order for it to become susceptible to tumah, but it's not 4x4, it's a little bit less than that. And I add on another material. If I add a material which is more susceptible to tumah, meaning that the material that I added on is susceptible even at a smaller rate, so then it will combine because it's more chashav. So when I'm attaching something with more chashivos, it will combine. However, if I add a material with less chashivos, meaning it takes more of that material in order to become tameh, so then it's not going to be mistar if it's not going to combine. And basically what the Gemara is taking is that idea and translating it over here. If I have two cups of beer followed by wine is more significant than beer. So therefore, it'll combine. Now, we'll call that now three drinks. Masha Einkein, if I have two cups of wine followed by a beer, well, beer is not really significant compared to wine, and I will not call that three drinks, we'll only call that two drinks, and obviously, you now exposed yourself to the problem of zugos. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Trey Kamik, Taka V'chad, Ataka Mitztarfei. Okay, how about this? How about two cups before the meal, and one cup during the meal. So Rav Nachman quotes in the name of Rav. Okay, that'll combine. That we'll call that now three cups. But one cup before the meal and two cups during the meal are not going to combine. I guess that one cup before the meal, the way he views it, is that it's just it's an appetizer. It's not significant enough. So Maskov Ramashashi Atuan Latkuna Taka Kabi'inan, Latkuna Gavra Bi'inan, Vigavra Kamitakain. So Misharshia says, I really don't understand this whole discussion. Meaning we don't care about the meal, we care about the person. And as far as the person is concerned, he drank three cups of wine, so therefore he's good. I'm sorry, Kamitakin Vikai. The Kuli Ama now, okay. So a bit of a debate in the Gemara. What happens when I drink one cup before the meal and two cups during the meal? Is that counted as one and two, or is that counted as three? The Gemara presented a machlokas. However, the Gemara notes the kulei ama trei ataka v'chalabas ataka lo mitztarfei. You know, it seems from this whole discussion that if I have two drinks during the meal and one after the meal, that for sure is not mitztaref. Ki amaisa de Rabba Bar Nachmeni. And the Gemara says, and do you remember the incident with Rabba Bar Nachmeni? So I'm going to be honest with you, I don't. I don't remember the incident. The Rashbam says, you got to look in the Gemara B'Metzia, and you'll see over there, the incident with the Rabbah Bar Nachmeni. I don't remember all the circumstances. They tried to arrest him, and the problem was, is that he just finished drinking 2 cups of wine, and he knew that if he was going to be taken away at that point in time, so he would have not only the problem of his current arrest, the problem, of course, is that he's also being taken out after having drank only 2 cups of wine. The meal was over already, so what he asked them to do is, please, do me a favor. Let's bring the table back, right? In other words, bring the meal back, so to say, to drink another cup of wine, so that he wouldn't at least be carted away having drunk 2 cups of wine. Okay. So the Gemara says, if you remember that story now, so here's all you need to do. It's not that hard. Just take Pesachim Daf Kuf Yud, right, file it away, and then when we get to Bava Metzia, a short 3 years from now, so then you'll put the two together and we're all going to be good. I'm Rav Yehuda Mashmul Kal Mazik Mitzdareif Chutz Min Amayin. So Rav Yehuda Mashmul says that anything which is diluted, anything which goes through a dilution process, as long as it goes through a Meziga process, it will combine. And so therefore you can count it as another cup. And so therefore we'll combine it, and if it gets rid of your zugos issue, that's good chutz min amayim with exception to water. Meaning water, and even if you do some sort of dilution with water, the point is that that's not dilution. You don't dilute water. And so therefore it will not combine. Rav Yochanan amar afilu mayim. So Rav Yochanan says, no, there's even a dilution when it comes to water. Now that's hard to understand, meaning how do you dilute water? By its very definition, by its very nature, it doesn't dilute. So the Gemara explains. The Rashbam explains, but the Gemara also. So we're just going to go ahead in the Gemara. Amar Rav Papa Amar Nala Chamima Lego Kriro Kriro Lego Chamima Ava Chamima Lego Chamima Kriro Lego Kriro Lego Kriro Lo. And the Gemara explains like this. Look, even when we say that water is going to combine towards your drink count, it has to be that there has to be some benefit in the dilution. Meaning, let's say I have a really hot cup of water. And now I pour in a little bit of cold water, right, to make it tepid. Good. Meaning, that's a meziga. That's a diluted drink. Now, there's no dilution. I'm not contributing any new flavor, but what I'm doing, though, is I'm changing the temperature. That's enough to consider diluted, so that it will count towards your drink count. And the opposite way as well, meaning it's a very cold drink, and I pour hot water in. That's also a diluted drink. It's diluted, meaning it has a status of meziga, and therefore it will count towards your drink count. Am Reish Lakish. We're in Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. We are 4 lines from the top of the Amud. Arba Dvarim Oseh Osam Dama Berosha Mischayev Benafsho. 4 things that you do, really, you're taking your life into your own hands. It's suicide. And Elohein. And they are the following. Now again, all these things, meaning we're on course. We're not going to be changing our topic of discussion, although we're going to walk a little bit away from the topic of zugos, but the overall topic, which is the susceptibility to shadim and kshafim, that is basically where we're going to be staying on. That's the general topic of today's discussion. Hanifna, you're going to ask, by the way, but you know I'm not going to help you. Yeah, go ahead.
When were these created? What was the purpose that Hashem had for them? And are they out of this world now?
Yeah. So I will say this. The only bit of help I can give you is the following. The Tosfos says a couple times, I mentioned this yesterday, a couple times throughout the Gemara, Tosfos says, we're not concerned with it anymore. Right. This is not in our purview. Right. So, right, the... Although, to be fair, though, we also saw a Rashbam yesterday, where the Rashbam does write yesterday, well, why then is the Gemara spending so much time discussing it? You know, it must be something that at least we should be aware of. So, okay, so, but Tosfos writes that we don't worry about these things anymore. Okay, that's the best I can help you. When all this, what the purpose, why Kadosh Baruch Hu did it, that's a why question. Those are the hardest questions, and... A good source for just exploring this, if you want, which I feel very comfortable recommending, is Derech Hashem. Derech Hashem, written by the Ramchal. So he discusses this and he gives more explanation. Just last year I went through it again, and it's I don't want to tell the Sfarnim over here, then they're going to ask me questions. and they're going to think I know things. But it's a work I feel very comfortable recommending. So okay, so Hanifna bein dekel kosav over bein shnei dekalim va'ashosem mayim sheulim va'over amayim shefuchim ve'afil shavchaso ishta befanav. So the four things that the Gemara says are just suicide, and they are the following. Nifna bein dekel kosav. Now the Gemara is going to explain each one of them, so I'm just going to quickly translate, and we'll move ahead in the Gemara. You go to the bathroom, you relieve yourself between a wall and a palm tree. That's one. Two, walking between two palm trees. Three, drinking water which is borrowed. Four is walking, stepping over mine, which was water which was poured out. Meaning in the good old days, they didn't have drains, they didn't have pipes. So when you were done with water, you washed your hands, you took a bath. When you were done with water, so you poured it outside. Maim shfuchim. So you can't step over it. The Gemara says that's lethal. It's a lethal move. Okay, so let's go through each one of them. Now, again, there's no rational explanation for any of this. These are all metaphysical realities, and the Gemara is going to go through each one of them. So number one, anifta meidek lekos ala maran. So we said, number one, relieving yourself between a palm tree and the wall. So, and the Rashi explains, by the way, through all of this, that the concern is shadim. Actually, the Rashi now, if you understand these nuances, good, and if not, then you're with me. But the Rashbam says that we're talking here about Ruach Ra'a, talking about an evil spirit, which is the same as a shade. It's, okay, whatever. However it's meant to be understood. Hanifta meidekel kosav, so if you relieve yourself between a palm tree and a wall, the Gemara explains one, the first long line of the Gemara. Lor manel delesle arba amos, aval isle arba amos leslamba. If you leave a path for the shadim to walk of four amos, they need four amos to walk through. So if you leave that path, if you leave a path like that, that's fine. Otherwise, you're in trouble. And if even if there's no four amma path, but there's another way for the shade to walk, so that would also be fine as well. Another thing, the second thing mentioned in the list is walking between two palm trees. However, if there's a Rishus HaRabim, if there's already a public thoroughfare that's going between the two palm trees, so the Gemara says, Leislam Ba, then don't worry, because at that point in time, the Mazikin don't walk through the Rishus HaRabim. So says the Rashbam. Hashos HaMayim Shu'al and Lo'amar Nela Deshalin Katan, Aval Gadol Leislam Ba. Borrowing water, this is a problem only if a minor is borrowing the water, but if it's a gadol, so then you need not concern yourself. Apparently, the minor is more susceptible to this ruach ra. Ve'afil shaylinu katan nami lo amarin ela besade gelo shchicha aval be'ir de shchicha leislan ba. And that's only in a field where they're not populated, but in a city de shchicha, where they are populated, so then there's no concern whatsoever. And even in the field, now by the way, I'm sorry, let me explain that a little bit better. What's being populated over here? Meaning, why in the city is there less of a concern? So the Rashbam explains, because in the city there's a lot of water. So in other words, the demon needs water, okay? And so what you have to, so in the city, since there's an oversupply of water, there's a healthy supply of water, so therefore, he won't go after your water. But in the field, however, where there's not a lot of access to water, so then the demon will go after water even if it's in your hands. And therefore, in the field, you have to be more careful. And this is only true regarding water, says the Gemara v'chama v'shichu le'slamba, but when it comes to wine and beer, so then there's no concern. And finally, number four, over amayim shfuchim, if you step over water that was poured out, meaning used water, so that's also going to be a problem. The Gemara says that's only if I didn't bury it in dirt or if I didn't spit into it. But the Gemara says, but if there's dirt or if it's spit on top of it, then there's no concern. The Gemara says, and also, it's only going to be a concern if the sun didn't pass over it, or if 60 feet didn't walk over it. But once it was exposed either to sunlight or to traffic, then there's no problem.
So the first 60 walking over to have a problem?
Yeah, they have what to worry about. V'lo amarin el delo rachiv chamra v'lo sai misane. So the Gemara says, and it's only a problem if you step barefoot on top of it. But if you're riding a donkey or if you're wearing shoes, of a rachiv chamra v'sai misane lefanba, then there's no problem. V'hani mili echad aleka lemechaz l'kshafim. Now the Gemara says one other very important qualification, which is the following. This is only a mazik discussion, right? Again, it's the same distinction. We just keep hitting it again and again. This is only a mazik discussion and a mazik concern. However, as far as witchcraft and sorcery, you always make yourself exposed and vulnerable to it. Even though you took all the precautions we just talked about, spit and sun and traffic and you're wearing shoes and so forth and so on, you still have to worry about kishuf. And again, another story for today. Kehahu gavra, like a man, derachiv chamra v'sai misane. He was riding a donkey. He was wearing shoes. V'gamim misane v'tzavikare. But because this used water, was exposed to witchcraft and sorcery, so therefore his shoes shriveled up and his legs shriveled up. Tana Rabbanan. We're in the middle of the Amud, right in the middle of the Amud of Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. Shlosha Ein Mematzim V'lo Mit Matzein. There are a list of three things where you can't walk in between and you should not be flanked. And you shouldn't flank it. The Elohena Kelava Dekelva Isha. A dog, a palm tree, and a woman. V'yeshomem afa chazir. Some add to the list also a chazir. V'yeshomem afa nachash, and some add a snake to the list as well. V'im atzin ma'ita kante. Now, let's say you find yourself flanked by any one of these things we just mentioned. Flanked by dog, palm tree, or women. So, what do you do? So, you'll say a pasuk to protect yourself. Amra papa niftach bekel v'nafsik bekel. Inami niftach below v'nafsik below. Start with a pasuk that opens and closes with the word kel, or start with a pasuk that opens and closes with the word lo. The Rashbam gives an example. Niftach bekel v'nisayim bekel. The Rashbam says, El motziyam mitzrayim ki lo nachash b'yakov ad mapa'a kel. So he quotes the pasuk, I think Balak, if I'm not mistaken. Right, Balak? Okay, so you could say that pasuk. Now, by the way, using psukim to heal yourself, yes or no? Controversial. So, not controversial, no. So Tosfos is bothered by this. If you take a look at the top Tosfos on the Amud, Perish Rashbam, Kel Motziyam Mitzrayim, V'Niftach Below Kel, Ish Kel V'Chazev Afa Gav. The Aser Lehisrapos B'Divrei Torah. So you're not allowed to cure yourself using Divrei Torah. Meaning, what do you use to cure yourself? Well, it's called doctors and medicine and right to use all that. Right? Remember the Rambam? We did the Rambam earlier in this Masechta. The Rambam says those who don't go to doctors and don't take medicine are foolish. Now I know it sounds a little bit self-serving on the part of the Rambam to say that, but he believes hashkafically. It's foolish to think otherwise. By the way, who thinks otherwise? The Ramban. The Ramban says that
wasn't he also a doctor?
Yeah, and the Ramban also was a doctor as well. But using psukim for refuah so that you're not allowed to heal yourself using psukim. We say Tehillim, that's correct, but I guess the way it works is that it provides a schus. We're not however it works. But anyway, so Batosus over here says lahagain share. Batosus makes a distinction between healing yourself versus protecting yourself. So to heal yourself, using psukim, that Tosus says that's out of the question. But to protect yourself as a hagana, as a megan, so Tosus says that would be okay. Okay, and I'm sure there's much more discussion on that topic. Okay, back to the Gemara. Hani betrayed the matzei lahu isha nida. There were two people that were flanked by women, but not just women, but women who are currently going through the Nida cycle. In Tchilas Nida, Sahi Horeges Echad Mehem. So if it's the beginning of a nida cycle, so one of them is going to die. Okay, the forces of which I can only begin to describe. No, that's not even true. I can't even begin to describe it. I don't understand. But the forces are such that one of them is going to die. Im sof nida sahi. Now let's say she's not the beginning of her nida cycle, but she's only at the end of her nida cycle. So the forces have been mitigated a bit. So mariva oseb beinehem. So they're not going to die, but they're going to fight a lot. So my tekante niftach bekel v'nafzik bekel. So once again, you use psukim to help defend yourself, ward yourself off from those forces. Two women who were standing on opposite sides of the Parshas Drachim, the crossroads. And they're facing one another. So you know what they're doing. Right? They're creating kisha between them. That's not my speculation. The Gemara says it. Vandai bikshafim asikan. So they're involved in kisha. So now what's going to happen, basically, you know, it's like a speed trap. You're walking through. Sorry. Yeah, right. You're walking through them now, and you're obviously going to get zapped. So my takante. So what do you do? So the Gemara gives the simplest solution, which is don't walk there. Well, find somewhere else to walk. The ileka dircha achrina. Now, if there's no other derech, iika inish achrina bahadei nekil yadayu bahadei hadadei v'nichlefu. So then, find somebody else. Meaning, don't go alone. Okay, take somebody else with you. Walk with somebody else. Actually, the Gemara says specifically, hold his hand. Okay, and the power of the two people walking through is going to somehow mitigate all this. The ileka inish achrina neimahachi. Now, what if you don't have another person to walk with, and there's no other way to walk, and you're going to walk right through the path of kishuf? So what do you do? So you say the following: Igeres azalta asya belusya mitakla bechek kabel. I will not even pretend as if I understood what I just read. The last words mitakla bechek kabel means you'll be killed bechek kabel. With some sort of weapon. Haiman de pagabisa beidna de salka mitfilas mitzvah. Okay, now Tznius demands that right, and you'll see this in a lot of the Sfarim. Tznius demands that when a woman, after she goes to the mikveh, so she should go right home. She shouldn't encounter anybody on her way home. Now, granted, by the way, there is a Gemara. Right, it's in Brachos or in Shabbos. Brachos, right? There is a Gemara that one of the Amoraim stood outside the mikvah. Yeah, right. Rav Yochanan, and he encouraged the women to look at him so that they would have an image of someone who was good looking, and so that when they're going home, so that image would help the child that was being conceived. And so, okay, so that obviously, so Tosis over here. Okay, on the previous Sunday. I was going to say, that's for sure a Tosos discussion. I was going to say, where are you sending me? Here we go. Okay. Really? It's Daf Chaf? Oh, boy. Okay. Fine. Okay, anyway. So, Haiman de Pagabis, good. So that's Rav Yochanan. He's special. He's unique. Fine. But in other words, for the rest of us. So, Don't try your best to avoid a woman after she comes home from the mikvah. But Haiman de Pagabisa beida de saka mitzvos mitzvah. But if you do encounter somebody, a woman, I should say, who just got up from a tefila, so iu kadam and mishamesh achtele lidide ruach zenunim. So now the Gemara explains like this: it's not good. If the man is the first one to have relations after that encounter, in other words, relations with his wife, but still, so it will bring about a ruach zenunim, a spirit about him which is one which is lascivious. It sounds like him. It sounds like, meaning the man. The man will be gripped with this kind of spirit of immorality. And ihi kadma umishamsha. Now, if she's the first one who has relations after that encounter, achta leli dida ruach zenunim. So she will be gripped with the spirit. My takante. So what do you do? So lemehachi shofech buz al nedivim v'itein betohu lo derech. You quote the pasuk from Tehillim, and again, it will be like a way of being megan. It will protect you from these types of spirits. The Gemara quotes the pasuk from Tehillim, right? We're all familiar. Now the Gemara explains that what does it mean that you're walking begate samavis in the valley of death? Now, not just death, but selmavis, the shadow of death. I'm sure I'm not the first one who made this observation. The way we describe shadow in English is a shadow. In other words, that's the word we use. If you think about it, the word is very similar to shade, meaning demon. And you'll see that connection is made extraordinarily clear right here. Z'ayashem etzel dekel yechidi. So if you sleep in the shadow of a single palm tree, uvetzel avana, or under the shadow of the moon, cast by the moon, so you make yourself vulnerable, susceptible to, you guessed it, shadim. Uvetzel dekel yechidi la'amarin ala delonafal tula dechavrei lave, aval nafal tula dechavrei lave le'samba. Now if there's another palm tree which is casting another shadow, so then you're good, because the shade will take himself to the other one. Shade's not looking for a fight, so to say. Elahad detanya hayashem betzel dekel yechida b'chatzav hayashem betzel levana dama b'rausho heichidami. So the Gemara says, yeah, but we have a brisa, and the brisa says that if you sleep in a chatzer, or if you are sleeping in the shadow of a tree, of a palm tree, if you're sitting by the shadow of the moon, so once again, that's suicide. It's totally irresponsible behavior. So So the Gemara says, now if there's no other palm tree, so that would be an issue even in the field. So the Gemara says that if you're in a chatzir, if you're in a courtyard, so then it's always going to be an issue because it's a contained area, it's a confined area, and so therefore it's something that you need to worry about, even if there's another palm tree. Now as far as the shadow of the moon, that's only if it's a western shadow, but not if it's an eastern shadow. Right, you know the way the moon works is that the new moon, meaning in the beginning of the month, is setting in the west. So that's creating an eastern shadow. The old moon, meaning after the 15th of the month, so that new moon is going to be encountered in the east, and that's going to create a western shadow. The iman de mafne, I'm sorry, haiman de mafne agirda de dikla achta leli dide ruch palga. A man who releases himself by a palm tree is going to expose himself, he's going to be gripped by a spirit, a ruch palga, a divining spirit. Haiman de masle reshe, a girda de dikla achta le ruch sarda. And a man who is by the shadow of a palm tree is going to be gripped by another type of spirit, a ruch sarda. Haiman de pase a dikle, a man who steps over a tree, e mitdal katal, if the tree was cut down, he will be cut down. And e akar mi akar umayas. Now, if the tree was uprooted, he's going to be uprooted. But then the Gemara says, but if you put your foot down on the stump of the tree, so then there's no problem. Somehow that mitigates the effects. Okay. Stop over here. We'll pause over here. Okay. More coming. We're not done yet. Okay. When are we gonna finish? When are we gonna get to the Mishnah? So we have a little bit more time to go. We have a couple more days to go. Okay, hopefully all that was clear.